In the lunchtime edition, police on the hunt for the man who assaulted and robbed a St. George woman over the weekend, as the robbery victim speaks of the shock and trauma of the ordeal. Two men charged for a gas station burglary. An announcement to be made soon about the status of Granty Adams Memorial School, as a parent complains bitterly about the state of affairs there. Local insurance companies pleased with the new accident response protocol, but remain highly concerned about the high collision rate, and government's email system back online after being down since early last week. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Police are on the hunt for the assailant who attacked and robbed a St. George woman last Saturday morning in an incident that was captured on video that has been circulating on social media. The woman who asked us not to publish her name was on her way home from work after an overnight shift when a young man approached her pretending to ask for directions before snatching a gold bangle from her arm and running away while she fell to the ground. She recounted the ordeal.
I was walking home from work. I got off the back with the bath and walked down the gap. This car passed me, a white Toyota car. But when I turned out to go to get in the right, a car parked on the ground like down like a road, but you know, it covered with bush and thing. I see this car in the distance, but it was a green car. So this fella began to walk back up the road towards me. So when he get out there, he asked me, you know the way to St. Jude's? I said, yeah. I got to go back at the road and make the left turn and follow the road. So when I proceed now, these directions now, and I turn, he grabbed my bracelet on the left, on my right hand. So he snatched it, pushed me down, and run. It's a bangle.
She says it was a traumatic experience.
I am good about it because, I mean, it says an innocent person walking around from work, down work, you're tired, you want to go home and sleep, and there you sit again, a tip or something. Now I change my mind over again for directions. Because you never know who to trust. It happens to Sean. I'm in the main. When I get by my door, he will find my house keys again. He was traumatized. In the top, in the fella, he had on a cap. He had a hair flat shirt. I don't think he's 24 yet.
This St. George robbery victim. Two men were due to appear in court today, charged for a rural gas station burglary. The police say their Criminal Investigations Department, Northern Division, and the Major Crimes Unit have arrested and formally charged 26-year-old Jaleel Eversley of Sobers Lane, St. Michael, and 39-year-old Jamal Welch of Joe's River, St. Joseph, with burglary with intent at the Rubis service station, Belle Plaine, St. Andrew, between the 1st and 2nd of November. They were scheduled to appear before Magistrate Wayne Clark at the Holtown Magistrates Court today. The Ministry of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology has announced that government's email and online services have been restored, but it adds that users may experience a slower than normal pace of online service over the next 24 hours as information is updated on the network. Last week, the ministry reported that the email services were offline due to what it said were technical difficulties as a result of damaged equipment. This is The Latest. The Ministry of Education says an announcement will be made soon on the status of the Granty Adams Memorial School, which remains closed and classes shifted online due to environmental issues. A ministry source tells Starcom Network News tests have been conducted and cleaning has been taking place at the plant. A parent speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program complained bitterly about the state of affairs at the school.
The kid is not like classes. Definitely work in classroom again, you. And my child is like, hey, don't even get on. This is big for the longest time going on. And nobody seems to be interested about the children. Nobody, yeah. You don't hear nothing what's going on at the school. This is big nonsense for the longest time. And this online thing, as I tell you again, is big. And they do not got no life classes.
Meantime, the Ministry of Education's communications specialist, Gaynell Marshall, tells Starcom Network News updates have been provided through the school's Parent-Teacher Association.
The parent body has been in meetings with the Grantley Adams School. The chair is the one taking charge of the communication process. They have also been in regular communication with the PTA executive, who would act on or in the interest of parents and therefore be feeding them updates as they occur. They've also been in contact with students who invariably would also update their parents and guardians. So there has been communication ongoing, particularly when there are updates that would impact the course of events with students and or parents accordingly.
Communication specialist at the Ministry of Education, Gianel Marshall. Local insurance companies are pleased with the implementation so far of the new road traffic accident response protocol. The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, tells Starcom Network News drivers involved in collisions have been cooperating with insurance agents since its rollout on September the 15th this year. The policy no longer requires the police to attend minor accidents, as they have been deployed to deal with more serious matters.
So far, I think we are generally pleased with how the implementation has gone. I mean, we knew it was going to be a big change for the public, you know, not having the police attention to accident scenes in the country. And I think the public has been, you know, very helped in having a smooth implementation. So far, we have not seen material damaging our auto response folks, which is the teams that will come up to the accidents. I've said that the majority of accidents have been very peaceful at the scene. You know, everybody is sharing information. You know, no fights or aggressive behavior, really. So I think we are generally happy with how the implementation has gone so far.
However, he is still concerned about the high number of accidents, especially at roundabouts.
There's still way too many accidents on the road in Barbados, in a small country. People need to still pay a lot more attention when they're behind the wheels, right? There's a lot of vehicle one running into the back of vehicle two because they're distracted, and that really comes down to the driver losing focus. And there's still a lot of misuse at the roundabouts. I mean, we do really encourage persons to get familiar with the roundabouts that have jam busters, particularly the Warrens area, which that have the three and multiple lanes. You have to really be focused as to where you're going and which lane is the right lane to enter and exit, right? So those roundabout uses in the entry and the exit and persons not paying attention on the road are still causing far too many accidents.
The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, has again demanded that government pay compensation to all fisherfolk affected by Hurricane Beryl. He was speaking at a news briefing at the opposition leader's office. He has previously made a similar demand, giving government a deadline.
Government's inaction and ill-treatment of the sector, government continues to refuse not to meet their demand, but to meet a promise that government made to them in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl. In the aftermath of a hurricane which destroyed more than 90% of the industry, and perhaps government felt morally, politically, and legally obligated to assist them as they have assisted other sectors in Barbados, except that government continues to frustrate them. That is why we're here today.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, internationally, efforts for a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah have intensified, with a U.S. envoy expected to return to Lebanon for talks over a possible deal amid an escalation of Israel's air attacks across the country. And U.S. President Joe Biden has given the green light for Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia. The news has not been formally announced, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the missiles will speak for themselves. Meantime, Russia's president says Biden is throwing oil on fire, although Vladimir Putin himself is yet to comment. Our top stories. The police on the hunt for the man who assaulted and robbed the St. George woman over the weekend as the robbery victim speaks of the shock and trauma of the ordeal. Two men charged for a gas station burglary. An announcement to be made soon about the status of the Grantley Adams Memorial School as a parent complains bitterly about the state of affairs there. Local insurance companies pleased with the new accident response protocol but remain concerned about the high collision rate. Government's email system back online after being down since early last week. And the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, again demands that government pay compensation to all fisher folk affected by Hurricane Beryl. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 2462566397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.